Hello everyone, this is Akila, your training partner in UGC English Preparation. In this audio lecture, I'm going to discuss about Dylan Thomas. So let's get started with today's audio lecture. Before we understand Dylan Thomas, let us try to understand the poetry of the Fortes. The Fortes saw a reaction against the poetry of social reporting and political commitment, which was a trend during 1930s. This poetry of the Fortes include the time period of 1940s to 1950s. These poets, they focused almost exclusively on self-unraveling. The name of this movement is the New Apocalyptics. The New Apocalyptics title taken from the anthology The New Apocalypse, which was published in 1939, and this anthology was edited by J.F. Henry and John Trees, T-R-E-E-C-E. There are two other anthologies belong to this group, The White Horseman, 1941, Crown and Sickle, 1944. Dylan Thomas set the example of this expressive style, marked by mystery, inter-articulate terrors, and a dreamlike quality. Now let's get started with Dylan Thomas. He was born in Swansea, Wales, in the year 1914. Dylan Thomas was a Welsh poet. He worked as a junior journalist. He started his career at a very young age. In the year 1934, he published Light Breaks Where No Sun Shines. Light Breaks Where No Sun Shines. This poem caught the attention of the literary world, and thereafter, his career was going forward. His radio recordings for the BBC during the late 1940s brought him to the public attention. He became so famous and he traveled to United States in the 1950s, and there he became a notable person for poem reading. But he is also described as a roistering, drunken and doomed poet because of his drinking habit. He was completely influenced by Jonathan, Keats, Wordsworth, Holy Bible and Hopkins. The main themes of Dylan Thomas' poetry were nostalgia, life, death and lost innocence. He often wrote about his past as a boy or as a young man. Now let's get started with his works. The first poetry collection, 18 Poems. The poetry collection, 18 Poems, was published in the year 1934. And the most popular poem in this poetry collection is The Force That Through the Green Fuse Drives the Flower. The celebration of single force operative in nature and man, living and dead, has made the poet neo-romantic. So, whatever force destroys the mankind, the same force destroys the nature. The second poem is A Map of Love, which was published in 1939. And the third poetry collection is Deaths and Entrances, which is important for the exam actually. So, students, take a note of this Deaths and Entrances, the poetry collection, and its important poems. So, Deaths and Entrances was published in the year 1946. And this volume includes famous poems such as A Refusal to Mourn the Death by Fire of a Child in London. Next one, Poem in October. Third one, The Hunchback in the Park. And the fourth one is Fernhill. All these four poems are very famous in the collection of poetry, Deaths and Entrances. And this was an instant success for Dylan Thomas. And poems like Fernhill illustrate an almost Wordsworthian harmony with nature and other human beings. Dylan Thomas saw men and women locked in cycles of growth, love, procreation, new growth, death and new life again. The first poem in Deaths and Entrances, A Refusal to Mourn the Death by Fire of a Child in London. The title indicates a poet's rejection of conventional means of responding to death. The fire refers here to the firebombing of London during Second World War. He rejects somber elegies. He believes that the child has united with the elements from which the life springs, and therefore he believes that the child is no longer a prey to death. Poem in October is the next in the collection of Deaths and Entrances. Poem in October celebrates his own birthday. There are four poems, October poems, which celebrates his birthday. The first one is Especially When the October Wind, written on his 20th birthday. 24 years remind the tears of my eyes, written on his 24th birthday. Poem in October, written on his 30th birthday. Poem on his birthday, written on his 35th birthday. All these four birthday poems comes under the collection Deaths and Entrances. The last line of the poem in October, pass is a memorable one, and it passes Matthew Arnold touchstone method of test. The next poem in the Deaths and Entrances is The Hunchback in the Park. Here, Dylan Thomas creates a distinction between the world of reality and the world of imagination. This view is explored through the experiences of a solitary mister who visits a park every day and who is physically deformed. Now, the poet brings back his memories of childhood, in which he sees the children in the park to hurl the stones at the solitary mister, an artist. The last poem in the Deaths and Entrances is Fern Hill. Fern Hill actually refers to his aunt's place where he used to spend his holidays. The experience had a profoundly positive impact on the adult Dylan Thomas. He compares his childhood stay at Fern Hill to Eden Garden, where Adam and Eve stayed happily without worries of the world innocently. Time held me green and dying, though I sang in my chains like the sea. These lines are famous in the poem Fern Hill. The next poetry collection is In Country Sleep, which was published in 1952. In this poetry collection, In Country Sleep, the very famous poem is Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night. It was written for Dylan Thomas' dying father. He wishes his father to fight against death and live for some days to achieve more. The next poem in this collection is 25 Poems. That is, next poetry collection is 25 Poems, which was published in the year 1936. And the popular poem in this collection is And Death Shall Have No Dominion. Death, the other important theme of this poetry, preoccupied his imagination from the beginning. The theme of the poem is traditional. John Donne's in a sonnet says, One short sleep past, we wake eternally, and death shall be no more, death thou shalt die. The Christian myth of resurrection on the last day of the judgment is implicit in the poems. So, And Death Shall Have No Dominion, this poem comes under the collection, poetry collection, 25 Poems, published in 1936. Now, let's move on to the prose work of Dylan Thomas. First one is Portrait of the Artist as a Young Dog. Portrait of the Artist as a Young Dog, which was published in 1940. All the stories in this work are autobiographical. It is set in writer's native Swansea in South Wales. And this autobiography was written over a number of years, often comic stories, and shows glimpses of his life from early childhood up to his teens as a young reporter for the South Wales Daily Post. The second prose work is Selected Writings of Dylan Thomas. Third one is Quiet Early One Morning. And the fourth prose work is A Child Christmas in Wales. We'll go for the drama of Dylan Thomas. The drama, the very popular drama, is Under Milkwood. It was a radio play and it was done in the year 1954. And this work he wrote for BBC. The play involves an omniscient narrator, invites audience to listen to the dreams and the innermost thoughts of the inhabitants of the fictional small Wales fishing village, Llangub, Llangugub. The second drama is The Beach of Falsa, Falesa, which was written in the year 1964. And the third drama is The Doctor and the Devils and Other Scripts. Now let's move on to the last section of this audio, the past questions. The first one, Dylan Thomas is associated with a group, and the correct answer is the New Apocalypse. Second one, the name of Dylan Thomas' posthumously published play is, the correct answer is Under the Milkwood. Third question, when did Dylan Thomas die? The correct answer is 1953. The fourth question, Dylan Thomas' famous poem Fern Hill is named after. The correct answer is the Welsh farmhouse where the poet spent summer holidays as a boy. The fifth question, Fern Hill was written by, and the correct answer is Dylan Thomas. Sixth question, who among the following is a surrealist poet? Once again, the answer, Dylan Thomas. Seventh one, Light Breaks Where No Sun Shines is written by Dylan Thomas. Eighth question, Lime Held Me Green, I'm Dying, Though I Sang in My Chains Like the Sea. Who wrote these lines? The correct answer is Dylan Thomas. This is the end of the audio lecture. Alright, now you have a lot of information to observe, so feel free to replay this audio clip to get thorough with the topics. Stay motivated and have fun learning English literature. This is Akila signing off. Until the next audio lecture, goodbye.